Rob Lovebot.
So let's just a quick review. Quickest we could do. So basically, if you give a woman, let's say a woman is not roy for kedushin currently. So what you do is you give her, if you want to give her a kasaf, a ring, whatever, and you say haray mekdeshes li, that it will be chal when you become roy to be the kedushin. So like if she's, let's say, a guy, okay, and she's going to convert, so you give her, do the ma'isa kedushin now, and the chalos will be when she converts, and then it will be chal. So does that work? So the Gemara says the Mishnah doesn't, because she's lo ba la'olam. Okay, she's lo ba la'olam. She's not in the world. In the framework of kedushin, she's not in the world. So we said is that the problem is that you can't define that as a ma'isa kedushin. Like if you gave money to an animal and said I'm exactly, it's not subject to kedushin. So just a physical action of giving money and saying these random words, but in order for it to have a ma'isa, it's not a problem that the chalos has to be now. The problem is not the problem of the chalos being realized at this moment. But the problem is one that the action has to have a character of kedushin, and if she's not a basachi of kedushin, the action simply doesn't have that character. There's no character to it without the proper without someone who to whom kedushin is shaykh. Okay, similarly, there's alacha that truma, let's say you want to take off truma on fruits which are they're fruits which are still on the tree. And they haven't yet ripened, so they're not really even defined as tefuah yet. Okay, they're less than one third growth. So then, and you want to take off truma on these detached fruits for those, or vice versa. So you say it doesn't work because they're simply not subject to truma. They're tefuah. They're a produce still. I'm sorry, they're not. They're part of the tree. They're part of the ground. They're not produce yet. It has to be once it's produce, then it's shayach to truma. Now you could do a frasha on it or for it. So that's the basic halacha. But then the Gemara says, but there's halacha is, if it's biyado, if something is biyado, that it's accessible, it's not like it's missing an action. It's not mechusar ma'isa. Okay, so for instance, if the fruits already grew one third, yet you haven't yet detached them, so in order for fruits to take off chuma, in theory, in order for something to be defined as chuma, it has to be detached. Okay, but different than the one third. One third is simply not tevuah. When it's one third, when it's already one third, yet it's not detached, it's lacking a condition, an accidental condition of being grain or of being separated from the ground, of being detached, such that it can't get the chalos shem truma. But still, since they're roi to be detached at any moment, I could just go and pick them off. So it's biyado to take it off. It's not considered like it's missing, being detached, which means the way we said it is that. That it means that it's not pshat that the chalos has to be chal instantaneously. There's no halacha like that. But the halacha is the action has to be defined as a maisa of truma. And in order for it to define as such, the object has to be an appropriate object. So it is an appropriate object. Now, you'll say, but that the fact that it's an object of truma isn't a current reality. Right? Because even if it's an intrinsically right object, but if there's no reality in the present, in the practical, then it's also, the action has no significance. But it's saying, no, since it's biyado, it's like it's only made to be detached. At any moment, it's only made to be detached. So therefore, the object's underlying property of roi for truma is a practical reality such that you could do a maisa hafrasha, which to these things. Okay, as long as it's biyado. But if it weren't biyado, if it's less than a shlish, it's not even to, then of course, and even if it is biyado to detach it, it's simply, it's not shy of the truma altogether. But if it is biyado, I'm sorry, if it is already a third, yet it wouldn't be biyado if, let's say, I don't know if this is practically true, but let's say it's too high, it's impossible to detach it. So then even though intrinsically it's roly for truma, but since that property of being roly for truma is not a practical reality, it's inaccessible, so then it also wouldn't work. But if it's be that it's like mechusar maisa, it's the fact that it would be mechusar, the way of the getting it down would be like a ma'akev, and it would make the truma a non-reality vis-a-vis this object, and it wouldn't be defined as maisa hafrasha. But since it's, first of all, intrinsically roly, and it's practical, it's biyado to do it, so therefore the action could have a character of hafrasha's truma.
What's that idea of mechusar maisa?
So that's by tzvua. Now the question is, what about by marriage? So it says when it comes to marrying a woman, so it says, let's say you want to marry a woman who's a slave. Okay, she's just a slave right now, but you could free her. She's your free. Let's say Kanani, but you could free her. Okay, when you free her, she'll be Jewish. So she's yours, and you can free her at any moment. So then, in theory, it's biyada.
Right.
But the thing is, it says, but that's like the case where it's not brought, not a shlish yet. Because right. Simply, she's like a behema, it says. She's simply intrinsically not roy for kedushin. So therefore, the kedushin simply can't be chal. Even though it's practically biyada, the Gemara says, Rashi says, ein lecha mechusar maisa gadol mizah. There's nothing more lacking or distant than that. She's intrinsically not in the category of kedushin. If she were in the category, but it's just lacking, then you measure it. Once you're in the category, then you measure it by is it biyada or is it not biyada. But if it's not in the category altogether, then it's not subject to kedushin. Yeah. The Gemara says she's like a behema. Apparently the Gemara says, I mean, you have to go into kedushin, but apparently the Gemara is holding that an eved is simply intrinsically removed from the category of kedushin. She's like property.
She's like the goy.
She's like property. A goy is the question. I mean, the machlokes are showing whether a goy is like an eved or not, whether a goy is also intrinsically removed or not.
But by
an eved, yeah, well, hold on. By an eved, definitely she's intrinsically removed from because she's like behema. Mar says like behema. I think she's like property. She's not like an individual gabra. She can't make a decision. She doesn't get married. She's like the master marries her off. Like she's kind of like. She has kids for the master. It's like a different type of a role. She's not like an individual. She's intrinsically not subject to kedushin. But you could argue a guy is intrinsically subject to marriage. She just lacks kedushas yisrael. Like she sees she has ishas. There's an idea of ishas by a guy, but she just lacks kedushas yisrael. Or you could argue no, that a guy is also. But for our purpose, let's assume a guy is. A guy is shayach. Okay. So a guy is shayach. So then the question is, so why don't you say that it's biyada? So why does our Mishnah say that if it's a guy, and this is what we're up to, why does the Mishnah say that if it's a guy, then you say that it's a lo bala olam and it's not chal, you can't marry a woman who's goyish on the condition that it's chal when she becomes Jewish, why not say it's biyado at any moment to convert? Okay, or if you're a guy and you do it, it's the same thing, why not say it's biyado to convert? Right? So, because intrinsically... Let's assume intrinsically a shayach. It's just that you're lacking a condition, but it's biyada. So it should be biyada. So the Gemara says, no. It says it's not biyada. Because in order to convert, you need three people. You need three Jews, like to be dayanim or whatever. It's like mishpat. You need them to teach you the mitzvah, so mitzvahs kalos, and mitzvah muros, and to put you in the mikvah. So it says maybe you're not going to be able to get three people. Okay, so therefore it's not considered biyada. Okay, it's not biyada. So apparently there's a Hamin Maskana whether or not that's considered a biyada or not. Because the Gemara knew, presumably that's a fact, that you need three people for a geras, that's a process of geras. So apparently the Hamin would be that that's still considered a biyada. You got three people. Gemara is saying, no, that's not a biyada. Because since it's hard to get, you may not necessarily get the people, so therefore that's not biyada. Okay, so that's what we're up to. So the question is, why would you say that is biyada, why would you say that's not biyada? Okay, so one thing like this. Let me just. I think this lends itself to a certain type of svara. Okay, so I don't like the whole idea of type of svara so much, but just like there's a kind of problem which oftentimes, again, there's no rules for these things, but oftentimes lends itself to a certain kind of solution. And the kind of problem here is like, it's the facts are like it's not. Quite biyado, but it's sort of biyado. Like that's kind of the question, right? It's like an in between. It's like that's kind of the fact here. It's like it's not really biyado, but it's biyado. You know, like that's kind of like that's like it's almost sounds like that's how I was gonna. It's like does it have to be really immediately biyado or like just a little bit biyado, kind of. You know what I mean? Like that's just kind of what the problem is. That's the facts, right? So oftentimes an answer, a way to explain that as svara is like you call it like a positive negative. Distinction, okay, which means is like you could say it's not just a matter of is it a little bit or a lot, but it's like you wouldn't call it biyado, but you wouldn't call it not biyado, okay? Like if the relevant factor is that you need like a positive idea of biyado, you could say it lacks in that. But if the idea is like that it being like removed from yado or something is like a ma'akev somehow, then that would then you can't say it's removed from it either. You know what I mean? It's like kind of in the middle. You know, that's just kind of like informed. That's not an idea yet, but it's just like a categorical. If you realize that type of distinction, now your mind could think, well, what would be the idea saying, okay, that's like the out of the shell of the idea. But now, what would be an idea to say that it's positively, like what's the idea of saying the other way, you know what I mean? Now, I think it kind of brought up the question, maybe when you were asking me about it the other day, but the question comes up, and based on the story we said previously, I think it naturally lent itself to two ways of going, and maybe even when we were saying it, like I was kind of straddling the fence, because there are really two ways of saying it. It's like, if we're talking about something which is, let's say it's shlesh, let's say it's already a bar hafti of the thing, okay, or the girl is already a bar hafti of kedushin, and now we're saying is this new idea of biyada. You know what I mean? Like, besides for being a bar hafti, you need this idea of biyada, right? If, so to speak, even if it is a bar hafti, if it would be too high up or totally inaccessible, then not enough. So what's that idea? Is the pshat that, yeah, true, intrinsically it's a bar hafti, but there's like a barrier which is ma'akev the reality of the Chuma, or ma'akev the reality of Kedushin. And that makes the underlying Chumability or Kedushinability like null. It's like the barrier is a ma'akev. That's one way to say it. It's like there's like a mafsik between the Chuma and the thing. The other way is to say that it's a positive halacha, that it's true, intrinsically it's a barachi of the thing. But you need more than that. You need that quality of being a barachi has to be a practical reality. It's not enough for it to just be in the abstract. It's intrinsically roi. But that roiness has to be a reality in the present in order for the maisa kedushin, maisa truma, or maisa kedushin to have shaychas to this thing. It's very nice in theory, conceptually it's roi, but there are conditions. And insofar as those conditions are not present, are not currently accessible, so then the maisa can't be defined in the way in which you want to define it. You need the positive biyado, you need the omed lekach to make the action a reality. Again, I suppose the other way is it's not a positive din that you need it to be an omed lekach, but its pshat is that a barrier to that abstract property will prevent it from being a maisa kedushin. You know what I mean?
So that's just saying the same thing.
So let me play it out. So if you say that it's pshat is that really the halacha is that really intrinsically you just need it to be the barachi. Okay, she has to be a barachi of kedushin. So you'll say at this point we're assuming the guy is a barachi of kedushin intrinsically. The only thing is that he's lacking the condition of a kedushin yisrael. So if you have...
You can't have a barrier?
Yeah, there's a barrier. So then if there were a barrier to the realization of the Kedushin, that would be a ma'akev. So it says even if intrinsically it's roi, but if there's a barrier to that intrinsic reality to being realized, if there's a mafsek or some of the preventer, a ma'akev, then that's going to prevent the Kedushin from being a reality. So then here there's no ma'akev, you just have to get the three people. So it'll take a few minutes or whatever. I mean, you'll get three people. There's no ma'akev. There's nothing which is preventing the realization of the Kedushin from taking place. The Kedushin intrinsically is a ra'i for Kedushin. Intrinsically is a shayach. And now the condition, fine. So there's nothing which prevents the condition. The condition could be realized.
Plus,
you just have to do
up.
It. What?
Just go up and get it.
Oh. Well, it depends. I mean, I don't know the case of Haya. But if, for instance, you're trying to marry someone who is a slave to somebody else, so now there's a ma'akev. The ownership of the owner is a ma'akev of Kedushin. Okay? Or if you're trying to marry someone who's zakuk to a yavam, so then the will of the yavam to do chalitza or not is a ma'akev of the condition of Kedushin from being realized. Okay? In other words, there are things which are out of your control. If there's some outside factor which is out of your control, impossible for you to do, it's not biyado, then that's a ma'akev. So even if intrinsically she was roi for kedushin, the condition which is unremovable by you is an ikov of the reality of the mitzvah kedushin. Yeah, but this isn't an ikov. It'll take a little bit, but that's not an ikov. An ikov has to be. It's not biyado. This is biyado. It's within your hands. You could do it. It'll take a little bit, okay, fine, it'll take a little bit, big deal. But that's not an eco because it'll take a little bit. But if you say the other way, that really it's not enough for it just to be theoretically a ra'i l'kach. But the theoretical ra'i l'kach has to be a current practical reality. the roi lekach, in order for it to be a maisa kedushin, it's not enough just that in theory she's a roi for kedushin, but that theoretical roi for kedushin has to be a reality now. Then if it's biyado to do instantaneously, so then you say it's omei lekach. It's as if she's already a Jew. She's just lacking the final step, just lacking formality. It's omei lekach. It's just you can pick it off. So it's not detached now, but it's omei to be detached. It's basically a detached fruit. Now, yeah, I have to do this little thing. That's biyado. It's not kemechus or maisa. That's like basically as if it's already practically speaking, it's basically a fruit. It's roi for tshuva. So then, the theoretical reality of being roi for tshuva has to be a practical reality. Then that means it's omei lekach. It's instantaneously. It's roi to be done immediately, right now. I can just pick it up and do it. So now it's not just a theoretical fact that it's roi for tshuva. It's practically roi for tshuva. But then, if you're gonna have to start going around and trying to get three people, and it may take some time, and it's not so easy, then you don't say that the reality of marriageability is imminent. Is a roi lekach that it's a practically roi for kedusha. It's not practically roi for kedusha. You're gonna have to start going through a hassle again to people. Now, will you do it? Yeah, I mean, you'll get it. I mean, we trust that eventually you'll be able to get it. But you don't say that gives it a quality of being practically accessible. Like maybe this is another way to say it. It's like it's a phenomenon of lo bala olam, right? So it says there's lo bala olam and there's bala olam. So according to the Havmina, bala olam means that it reached the shlesh. It means bala olam is measured by intrinsically bala olam, right? So intrinsically it's bala olam. Now, but even if it's intrinsically bala olam, you could have a ma'akev. So it could be a bala olam, but there could be a ma'akev. If there's a ma'akev, then even though it's a bala olam, it's not going to help you. Right? That's the first way. The second way is that bala olam is not enough just to be intrinsically, conceptually a Baba Olam, but it has to be practically a Baba Olam. It has to be the Baba Olam has to mean that she's practically the Olam to be she's practically marriageable. It's not just enough that intrinsically, conceptually she's marriageable, but it's practically she's marriageable. So if that's the case, then it has to be really practically, means now she's practically marriageable. It's not enough that if you could do stuff too hard to go through processes to make her marriageable. That's not practically marriageable. So if you say the din of a baba olam, biyado is extend saying that the halakha biyado is saying that the din of the baba olam is not only enough in terms of underlying conceptual reality, but is also necessary in the practical. So then it's like a positive halakha that it really has to be roi now. In other words, the other way, baba olam is really a conceptual thing as long as there's no ikav. I don't think it's because it takes a long time to get together, but I think it's like indefinite. It's like it's contingent upon some outside process which is indeterminate, you know. Which you'll know by rules of probability. Of course, you'll get someone to do it. You're giving it a good amount of time, but it's not biyada. There's an outside factor, which you can't. It's unpredictable. Whereas by the cutting the tree, it's biyada to cut the tree. Now, it's true, even if it would take a saw and you'd have to chop away at it for 20 minutes or for an hour or for 2 hours, I don't know if it's a matter of the amount of time that it takes, as opposed to just that. That's considered biyada, it's imminent. You could just do whatever you want to do, you can just go do it. Now, maybe it takes a few minutes or it takes however, but that's part of doing it. But by the ger, it's not, I can't do it, I have to go to three people and they're going to say no, okay, I'll try again, no, you know, that's different. That's like by the nature of the thing. I mean, theoretically, it could take you a year. It could take you 5 years, theoretically. Now, probabilistically, it's not going to happen, because why should that happen? But intrinsically, it's indeterminate. It's not biyado. You're contingent upon outside factors, which may or may not, you know, now, they're not a ma'akev, because there's no force to say that it won't work. Nothing which is going to say it won't work. It will, but eventually it will, of course. Why not? But it's not, you can't call it imminent. Because it's indeterminate. There are unpredictable factors which you just know it in a practical sense, like based on probabilities, you know it's going to happen. But it's not omeid. It's not imminent, because they're in every factor. Each guy in theory could say no. You keep going around forever. It's just we know it's not going to happen. You know, it's like probabilistically, there's no way that's going to happen. So basically, you don't say there's a ma'akev, because all the people there's no ikav. But you couldn't call it imminent because there's it's out of your hands, you know.
Because of the indefinite time.
Yeah, because it's being out of your hands. I think that's the main thing. Not so much the time. I mean, even if you'd be able to ask the people, it's just like is out of your hands. There's something out of your hands about it, which means it's not.
Even if they
it's not
there,
omeid lakai. You can't say it's omeid to be realized.
What's out of your hands?
To convert. It's out of your hands to convert and to make yourself right for kedusha. Because you need three people who may not may say no. I mean, if you need people, but every person is always going to say yes, and that's in your hands. It's not so much because you need another person, but it's you have another will who may say no. You know, so it's not it's you don't have full control over the thing.
It
takes it out of being practically a current reality.
Right.
It's not current. The Gemara says, "Who me yemar? Who says they're going to go along?" There's no saying. Who's to say? Who's to say you're going to get three people? You'll say, come on, of course they're going to get them. Yeah, who says? As long as you can say who says, you can't say it's imminent. You can't say it's only the kach. Who says? I know for sure I'm going to be able to rip off the branch, or to rip off the fruits. But it's ready to happen. But once it's a who says, once you could get time to the who says, it's not imminent. But that doesn't mean it's a ma'akev. If you had a svara that people are never going to do it, that's going to be a ma'akev. But there's no meem or who says means, look, it will happen. But who says? Maybe not. There's no, you can't define it as imminent because of the fact that there's who says, maybe not. But you wouldn't call it a ma'akev either because there's no real svar to say that they wouldn't. It's just, who says? Maybe it'll be busy, maybe this, maybe it'll be hard, maybe, you know. Like, I'm just noticing, as I pointed out at the beginning, it's like, it's always hard to go with these rules, you know, there's a certain kind of, sometimes I encounter this kind of problem often. It's like there's certain types of problems which, and I'm not saying there's the only solution to this problem and also or similar problems, but I do think that it's sometimes that you wouldn't get an idea. Like I just have the positive and negative, but you don't get an idea insofar as it fits into the sugya at hand. I think it's not, you just say, oh, is it a positive then or a negative then? Yeah, but what's the svara? How does that fit? You know, you have to go further than that because you have to develop a positive din insofar as the sugya is concerned, and develop a negative din insofar as the sugya is concerned. You can't make everything a positive din or a negative din. It doesn't always lend itself to that. So you have to get the svar. But sometimes when you're thinking about a svar, your mind sees like a categorical move, but like a chavtzagavra. But like you can't, again, like you can't say chavtzagavra by every single thing. Not everything could be a din of chavtza. Not everything could be a din of gavra. You have to, so even though you, but your mind could somehow sense chavtzagavra, but then you're not done. That's when you get started. Thinking, well, could I develop an idea of Chavtza Gavra in this sugya? Could that would make sense? But you don't want to just say Chavtza Gavra because you don't have a concept. You know, it's just, you're just using a Chavtza Gavra is just a category of the mind. It's not really a concept which belongs in a sugya. You know, so you have to fit it into the sugya and the concepts of the sugya is setting up. You know, there's no idea. Like Abaye always goes with Gavras. Rav always goes with Chavtza. That's ridiculous. There's no sign like that. That's, there's a chafza in one area of Shas, there's absolutely nothing to do with chafza in another area of Shas. It'd just be like saying, he always goes with Chayim, he always goes with Pater. It's not, it's just the result. It's not, you know. So the positive negative doesn't always make sense. But still, even though in terms of Svaras, you can't, you know, it's always different, but the way you get to an idea sometimes is that you're, you know, a certain problem could jog your mind to a certain, to, you know, push you into thinking of a certain kind of an idea, but then you just have to see if you can develop an idea. You know, so I know these types of problems make me think of that, and then sometimes you can work it out, sometimes you can't. So I'm pointing that out. So I guess next time we'll try to go to further than Gemara. It's a case of, again, it's like I mentioned last time, if you want to marry, you want to give your wife a kedushin, you want to marry your wife a second time, that it will be chal when you divorce her. Because you have thinking maybe you're going to divorce her, but you don't want it to really, you know, you may get angry and divorce her, so you want to give her kedusha now that will be chal when you divorce her. So this is yada, it's, you know, yeah. Now.